Radio.
This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Rappaport to the rescue with award-winning animal advocate, best-selling author, journalist, and pet products creator, Jill Rappaport.
Hi, welcome to Rappaport to the Rescue. I'm Jill Rappaport. With Valentine's Day coming up, I have got the ultimate love story between a young, courageous girl and the irreplaceable bond she has with her beloved dogs that have truly changed her life forever. Today, you're going to meet Michaela Hopkins. And please remember that name, because this 11-year-old is one of the most inspirational young girls you will ever meet. You see, Michaela is battling a rare form of cancer that does not respond to chemotherapy. But she has gotten so much strength, hope, and happiness from the amazing dogs that surround her. And just last week, Michaela made history by competing against adults, one of three ever, in the best of breed rounds for Vizslas at the 150th Westminster Dog Show, which was truly a once-in-a-lifetime dream come true for her. So when we come back, you are not going to want to miss this interview with this extraordinary child, Michaela Hopkins.
You know the expression, cats have nine lives. Well, what if you can give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With spay and neuter. Spaying or neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations, too. Learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Rappaport to the Rescue. I'm Jill Rappaport, and I couldn't be happier to introduce you to our next guest, who is truly remarkable and so incredibly courageous. This is not only a beautiful love story, just in time for Valentine's Day, between a young girl and her amazing dogs, but it is also the ultimate Who Rescued Who celebration. This young lady with us today is Michaela Hopkins, who's only 11 years old and made history last week at the 150th Westminster Dog Show as one of the youngest handlers they've ever had. And this experience was something Michaela has dreamt about since she could walk and talk. She has loved dogs since the day she was born, and participating in the most famous dog show in the world really does prove that miracles can come true. She has gone for her dream and pursued it with guts and gusto, despite the fact that she has debilitating health challenges. And I am so honored to meet you, Michaela. And you're with your mother, Jessica DuPont. And who is that cute fur angel sitting in your lap?
This is Layla.
Layla. Oh, so beautiful. How many dogs do you have at home?
I have two.
Tell me about Layla and your other dog.
Layla's a six-year-old Rottweiler, and her brother Roscoe
is about five.
About five?
Between four and five.
Well, I can see, by the way, Layla is just hanging out and melting in your lap and your hands. Boy, does this dog love you. And I want to talk about your love of dogs. And you're only 11 years old, but I know this started from the minute you could walk and talk. Right, Michaela?
Yeah.
Tell me about the love of dogs. Where did it begin? How did you know that you were meant to be surrounded by dogs, Michaela?
Everything came so easily.
The dogs, they migrate to her. No matter which dog, any place she is, they come right to her.
They just know when they look in Michaela's eyes, they're in a safe place.
Correct.
Michaela, talk about what do these dogs do for you?
They make me happy.
That's your happy place, right? To be surrounded with them?
Yeah.
And this has been such an incredible month for you. Just last week, you were at the biggest dog show in the world. And at 11 years old, you were strutting your stuff at the Westminster Dog Show as a handler. You were one of the three youngest handlers of all time and the first to be paired with adults. Can you put into words, Michaela, what that experience was like for you?
It was really cool, rewarding, exciting.
Were you nervous?
Yeah, the audience was like really big and I'm not used to a big audience like that.
Tell us, so what was that like? How did that affect you? Here you're a handler and you were walking out Sunny, the Vizsla, and you have to like stay in pace with this dog.
I was trying to keep up with Sunny.
And how did you do?
Good.
Did you love it? Tell me what it felt like to be in that ring.
It was really exciting.
So as a little girl, and you're still only 11 years old, we have to remind our audience, when did you realize at what age that this is what you wanted to do? Go to these incredible shows and be a handler?
7 years old.
At seven, that's when you knew?
Yeah.
So how did you set your sights out to do it?
My grandmother.
Your grandmother was the one that prompted you to get into this?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And who was the first doggie that you actually got to show? And what show was it? I mean, nothing compares with the Westminster Dog Show. But what was your first experience in front of a live audience being a handler?
It was the Brooklyn Fairground with a miniature American Shepherd named Frankie.
How did you do?
I took best the opposite.
Wow, that's pretty good. Now, here you're setting your sights out on the biggest show in the world. How did that come to be?
One of my friends, Sarah, the professional handler, she needed help. The owner of the dog really wanted me to show Sunny, so I showed her.
Could you believe that they came to you and said, we want you to take the reins and bring this dog to the biggest show in the world?
No, I didn't really believe it at first, but then I got there.
Wow. And I saw so many beautiful pictures of you. I know that you went into hair and makeup and you had a beautiful outfit on. How did it feel to be all glammed up for the big event, Michaela?
I felt really good.
You looked absolutely beautiful. And how did you and Sunny do? What was the final outcome?
We did great, but we didn't get anything.
Hey, as far as I'm concerned and the rest of the world, I think you won just by getting to the Westminster Dog Show. Don't you feel that way, Michaela?
Yeah.
It's a real honor. And I'd like to talk to your incredible mom about what your daughter was like and how you knew and at what age that this was where she was meant to be and what she was meant to be doing.
She's always been great with animals, all animals. She's been great with, loved them, always wanted to be around them. It was my mother and her started doing the dog showing and the agility and the grooming, and that was it. She took off, and now it's something that they really, really enjoy to do together.
So when you find out that your 11-year-old daughter is going to be in the Westminster Dog Show on the 150th anniversary, no doubt, what did you say? What did you feel?
I was shocked. Not something shocking for her. I mean, she's just excels in anything and everything she does, but it was just amazing that she would be able to be given the chance. She's met such amazing people that have really given her such an incredible support group throughout this whole process with
yes.
the dog.
Yes, this has been a very difficult time for you health-wise, Michaela. And you are such an inspiration to people of all ages. Your determination and your love of life. Tell me about that and how you get through the hard times. What helps you do that?
Dogs.
The dogs.
Yeah.
It's her safe place and what she looks forward to.
And during these times when you're dealing with your health, do you think about that? Do the dogs take those woes and fears away from you?
It's like it disappears.
So they're the ultimate therapy for you.
Yeah.
That is amazing. Tell me how you're doing now and, you know, what you're going through and how you're feeling.
I'm doing good.
She's been feeling very well. She does the immunotherapy infusions every 3 weeks. She does amazing through those. I've never met anybody more brave and more courageous than she is. She just goes through it. I mean, she just tackles everything head on. Doesn't let it hinder anything that she does.
And as her mother, that must be so incredible for you to see the type of child she is and the type of young lady you've raised.
Yeah, I'm so proud of her. And so incredibly proud.
And during the tough times, can you put into words, Michaela, what these dogs do for you?
They make me really comfortable. They make me feel like forget about everything.
Tell me about the training process. What goes into it and why you possess that special talent?
There's a lot of training, like grooming and knowing what other dogs like need. There's a lot of training that's put into it.
And you don't look at it as work. It's pure joy for you.
Yeah.
And when you're not in school or going through therapy for your health, this is what you're doing? Every waking hour, every minute is working with these dogs?
Pretty much.
Most part. She does take time for friends, too.
Well, you have to do that. And you've become a little celebrity in the last week. You were everywhere on every network and People magazine. It was amazing, the coverage that you got. Jessica, what does it mean to you to see where she's at now and what she accomplished?
Well, it means everything. We just want her to keep going and keep thinking about what she wants to do in the future so that, you know, she can get through every obstacle that comes her way.
And is that what you taught her, especially during these challenging times with her health?
What we're trying to work on, along with my mother and her father and everybody, trying to just make sure that she doesn't dwell on what's going on and focus on the good, the positive.
And it seems to me, Michaela, you're doing a wonderful job at that. You must be so proud and happy. Look at what you've accomplished, right?
Yeah, thank you.
Well, I also want to tell our listeners that there has been a GoFundMe campaign set up. Is that still in place? And can we tell people where they can go to donate to Michaela's health and to her treatments? Because that is of utmost importance.
Of course, we did set one up. There was difficulties, you know, in the beginning with work and just, you know, any things going forward. It's just a regular GoFundMe account for Michaela Hopkins, and it's done very well. Our support system has been absolutely incredible. People are absolutely amazing.
And you're encouraging people to please go there. They can read Michaela's story. This is so important because this is an expensive ordeal, not to mention emotionally draining. And it will certainly help for people to know about this campaign to help donate towards her health and well-being.
No, of course. Of course. Anything helps in prayers. We really ask for prayers if possible, you know.
How do you hold up during these times? What gives you the strength to go on?
Seeing her happy does a lot of it. But it's not easy because there's no fix. You know, as a mother, you just want to fix it. And there's no right answer. I mean, there's no wrong answer. There's no answer. And that's tough when you can't just fix it. But we're doing the best we can.
And listen, with the power of prayer and love and hope, miracles do happen.
Correct. Yes, exactly. And that's what we are hoping for.
And Michaela, you got a miracle last week just by getting into the Westminster Dog Show. So you have to believe in everything going forward, right?
Yep,
definitely.
I can't thank you enough for being on this show. I want to wish you all the most beautiful Valentine's Day.
You as well. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome.
So much for having us.
Thank you for being here. Michaela, you're going to love this next segment because when we come back, we're going to go from dogs to cats because I have a special cat correspondent, Deborah Cribbs, who brings us all the latest feline news from all over the country. So stay tuned.
Real people, real stories.
Our little dog developed this lymph problem, but the chemotherapy lasted for 6 months, started developing more lymph nodes. So I thought I'd just try carnivore. The lymph nodes started to go down. Then I took him into the vet to have him checked out, and there was no signs at all inside.
My cat had issues that developed in his eye, and 3 months later, my veterinarian said, let's go ahead and remove the eye. I heard the carnivore on advertising. So I said, you know what? I'm going to order this product. They did the procedure. They did all the tests, and they said, I don't know what you did. This product saved his eye.
I've got a Labrador. He could hardly lift herself up off the floor. The treatment was chemotherapy. That's when I said, this could be the ticket. About 3 weeks, you could tell she was very alert. She was going on 5 mile walk. She is just like prime again.
Call 866-836-8735. That's 866-836-8735. Or visit carnivore.com. That's CARNIVORA.com.
Use promo code PETLIFE at checkout for 15% off your order at carnivora.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Cat chat, oh, let's hear it now. Whiskers, twitching, tails up, wow. Cat chat.
Cat Chat with Deborah Cribbs, founder of the Give Them 10 movement.
Welcome back to Rappaport to the Rescue. I'm Joel Rappaport, and with Valentine's Day just around the corner, I am thrilled to have my one and only cat correspondent with some really exciting news that we're all going to fall in love with. Right, Deborah? And you're back
absolutely
at the Cincinnati Zoo.
Yay, absolutely. Here we are back again with Dr. Lindsay Van Zandt. She's the director of Imperiled Cats. I love that. At the Crew Center at the Cincinnati Zoo. So she's the research scientist, essentially. And over a number of years, our organization, Give Them 10, has funded Lindsay and her research. Now, it's Valentine's Day. So what do we love, Jill? We love cats. You love dogs. You love horses. We love cats. All kinds of cats. Now,
I love
what cats are we really in love with right now? We are in love, Lindsay, with community cats. A community cat is a cat that lives outside in the community, maybe is helped by humans, maybe not. Lindsay, Dr. Lindsay, I should say, and all of her support staff, all the great scientists here, have worked on a project for us about community cats and non-invasive spay neuter. Holy grail again, folks. We talked about it in January. Non-invasive spay neuter for community cats. Oh my gosh, game changer.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. So when you think about how we could apply this, rather than having to do the traditional trap neuter return, where once the cats are trapped, they're transported to a surgical facility, there is an obvious recovery period afterwards, we can simply, when we trap the cats in the field, give them the injection and release them the same day. No anesthesia, no surgery, no recovery time.
I mean, this is amazing. So if you think about it, you take your cat or dog to a vet to have them fixed, right?
Mm-hmm.
It is surgery under anesthesia, like with humans, with some kind of recovery period, which I know to be usually overnight. Now, I'm not the vet here, folks, but once we trap them, you have to get them out of the trap mm-hmm. to do this. So what would be the method, Lindsay, if somebody brings a trap in with a cat to be fixed, in this case, non-invasive spaying? Is there any possibility that you could keep the cat in the cage and not even have to take him out of the trap?
Oh, absolutely. I think this is probably a similar technique when cats are getting trap neuter returned to a vet clinic. Oftentimes, the cage they're in, we have techniques where we can safely inject them while they're still in their cage. So yeah, absolutely. That's the dream. There'd be no need to even remove the cat from the trap.
This would save so much time and, let's be honest, so much money.
Exactly.
If this comes on the market, if it's approved, we believe it will be. So let's say when it's approved and when it hits the market, as always, it'll probably start with a higher price and then go down as most drugs tend to. But this is truly a game changer when it comes to community cat care, right?
If we want this to be impactful, truly impactful, it has to be affordable for our trap neuter return programs, for our shelters, for our pet owners that don't have great access to vet care right now. And so we are looking at aspects of that, such as how do we manufacture this? So we have to scale up a manufacturing platform that's robust enough that we can produce this in great numbers and efficient enough to make it affordable. So that is definitely something that's on our mind.
Yes. And in return, this will help our numbers go up for adoptions.
Absolutely. So if you love for Valentine's Day your pets, know that this is coming. And if you see a community cat on the street, Jill, as always, I'll remind our listeners here, make sure you know if that cat is spayed or neutered. First way to tell, a little tip on the ear. Otherwise, you may have to get a little bit more creative. Trap the cat, take him to the vet, and the vet will tell you. But let's get all these cats spayed neuter, right?
Great message of love and hope and promise. Thank you, Deborah. Thank you, Dr. Van Zandt, so much. And thank you all for tuning in today to Rappaport to the Rescue.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.